do 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 do. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Yep. I guess not. Here, let me try calling you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a minute since we've done this.
It has.
Yes.
It has.
We were both busy last week, so.
We were.
Couldn't do a show.
Oh, well.
Such is life.
It's four people we disappointed. Oh, well.
As we get older and busier, this just might happen at times.
Yes.
We did like 4 years where we didn't miss a week.
I know, right?
People got to give us some credit.
That's right. Cut us some slack.
Yes. But I had a decent week. I finally got the poltergeist scary tree cut down from my front yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did you end up digging up any Indian grave sites while you were doing that?
No. They did grind the stump. For me, and nothing, they didn't find any bone fragments or anything.
Well, that they told you about.
Well, yeah. But so because I live in an HOA, I had to get it approved to get it cut down.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, because in South Carolina, there is several types of trees that are protected.
Oh,
that you can't cut down.
Yeah.
So this was a gum tree, which meant that it dropped these little spike balls to, I guess.
A trident?
No. Oh. I guess to put out its seeds or whatever. I don't know what exactly they're for. But, so it's considered a nuisance tree.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that it was 10 feet from the house and kind of leaning towards the house, they said okay, that I could cut it down.
Yeah.
So I literally got the paperwork, because you have to have a permit,
right?
From the office on Monday. On Wednesday, I called the tree guy who had come and given me the best estimate.
Yeah.
And I said, I got all my paperwork together. I just need to know when you want to schedule coming out to do the tree. Thinking he was going to say, oh, next week. He was like, I'll be there this afternoon.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit. Okay. So I told the people where I work, I was like, okay, I'm going to go work from home for the rest of the day, because they're going to be cutting the tree down in front of my house. And by dinner time, they showed up around noon. By dinner time, it was all done.
Wow.
And it was a 60 to 70 foot tree. So I was like,
wow.
Cool. And then during dinner, the guy had said to me, look, I don't know if the stump guy is going to be able to get out here tonight or tomorrow. And during dinner, I heard a machine start up out front, and dude was out there grinding down the stump. So,
wow.
Which then left a 3-foot pile of mulch.
Nice.
And so I spent.
Did you run and jump in it?
No.
No.
I spent all this weekend shoveling the mulch into a wheelbarrow to distribute it amongst the other trees.
Hmm.
So that I can call the office.
To teach the other trees a lesson?
That's right. You fuck with
so
me.
So here are the remains of your friends.
Yes.
Don't do this again.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the creepy poltergeist tree. Don't fuck with me or else. Oh shit. What if I just infected all the other trees with the spooky stuff?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well. At least none of the other trees, if they fall, will, like, destroy my house, so.
No, but win-win. But creepy old Indian guys are going to start knocking on your front door.
They're just southern guys. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It is South Carolina, after all.
That is what you think. Have you read The Good Word?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
How do you feel about the Confederate flag?
I love it to wrap my trash in. Have a good day.
Let me introduce you to the Puerto Rican in the house.
Yeah.
There you go. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So that was my exciting week.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I had to fly down to Miami Friday for the day.
Oh, such a difficult life.
Well, it is when you got to get up at 4 a.m. for a 5:30 flight, and then you get to Miami at 6:30, but they won't let you where you have to go until 10, and then you finish at 12, and your next flight's not till 5:30.
Oh, so you have to enjoy Miami for an entire day.
I know, right? Oh. Right? But, you know, I thought of you.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Because at this place I had to go, there are always Jehovah's Witnesses recruiting.
Yeah.
And I was a little early for being allowed into the workplace. And the woman tried to engage me in conversation.
Yeah.
And I said, "Lady, I'm Roman Catholic. We wrote the book." She wasn't amused.
No.
But I sure was. I told everybody else who came up. And then I was very surprised to find that they were also stationed in the airport giving out their little pamphlets.
Like the Hare Krishnas used to?
Yeah. Like, is your readership that low?
Possibly.
I don't know. I mean, I like being Roman Catholic. You know, we don't let everybody in. And, you know, you don't have to go out and get recruits. You know, it's not like a Ponzi scheme for Jesus. Whereas all these others, it's like, really? You're stationed out here because there's a bunch of Filipinos who don't know better and, like, worship rocks, and you're going to try to convert them.
Well, they figure that Miami is like Sodom and Gomorrah, man.
Oh, it is. Like, it is. Like, I can tell that.
They should be down on South Beach, down, yes. Like, trying to get all the gay people and all the trans people.
See,
and,
we didn't talk about my last trip in Miami.
No.
Because I stayed an extra night because I refused to get off work and hightail it to the airport.
Right.
So I mean, put me up in a hotel, and it was Black Spring Break.
Yeah.
There's some big girls with not a lot of clothes on. It was like a parade of hams. Just slapping. And when they had to run for the light to crosswalk, oh, dear Lord.
Oh, geez.
It was a 6.5 on the Richter scale.
And there's you, old man white guy.
Yep.
Were you taking pictures?
Oh, I so wanted to. I so wanted to send you pictures.
Were you yelling at them to slow down?
No, but there was one drunk one in the gutter with a bottle of tequila, passing it around.
And how much did you drink?
Not much at all. I don't do that.
No?
I don't wake up in gutters anymore.
Anymore?
I'm mature. But yeah, so I'm wondering what it's going to be like next week when I have to go down.
Oh, such a hard life, man.
No, isn't it? It's horrible.
Well, at least they're flying you down now and not putting you in the back of a van.
Well, actually, I decided I was going to drive this time. I flew the last one.
Yeah.
Last couple of times. I was like, oh, it's only like a 4-hour drive. So if I, you know, if I feel like it.
But you don't like long drives like that.
I know I don't, but I hate sitting in an airport for 5 hours even more. So it was kind of lesser of two evils.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah, I'm going to go down the night before and stay in a hotel and then go do what I got to do and then figure out from there. I was like, now I'm only 3 hours from the Keys. But then by the time I got to the Keys, I'd be 8 hours from home, and that would be worse.
Right.
So,
well, that's
yeah.
why you stop at Miami on the way back.
Yeah.
For another night.
I've been in Miami enough this past year.
What else is down there? Fort Lauderdale? Isn't that down there somewhere?
Fort Lauderdale's down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stop in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to get on kayak. See if I can get a good deal from Captain Obvious or whoever it's. Or is that Trivago?
The
I don't
Trivago
know.
Guy?
One of them. Yeah, the Trivago guy. Yeah. So anyway.
Take one of them airboats through the swamps.
Through the Everglades?
Yeah.
No, because it's actually snake mating season.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be around anything reptilian right now.
You're going to be fucking the snakes? I don't understand. You're going to be in a boat.
No, but they're going to be like, you know, horny.
And they're going to see you and say, want me some of that?
Yes. Yes. I'm very attractive to snakes. Yes.
I thought I was a cold-blooded one.
They sneak up behind you and go, rattle, rattle, rattle.
They all come up through the bathrooms looking for, like, through the toilets?
That or they're on... Well, actually, I know somebody that's happened to. Came up to the bathroom drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want that.
Nope.
No thanks. Nope. 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 So, yeah. So, it's kind of a bummer of a week. Actually, a bummer in the past 20 minutes.
Yeah. We just, right before the show, we just found out that a legend of 80s, was it the 80s or the 90s?
In the 90s, he was on, was it Dave's Life?
Okay. So a legend of 1980s television has passed away.
Yes.
Harry Roseanne. Anderson.
No.
No, we wish. Harry Anderson from Night Court.
Yes.
Was found dead in his home. Is that what you said?
Yep. Yep.
Nobody knows what happened?
A card trick went wrong.
Right in his eye.
Yes.
Oh. That's a damn shame.
So very sad. Very sad.
So there are several TV shows of my childhood that when I think of growing up, I instantly think of because there were certain reruns on during dinner time
mm-hmm.
in New Jersey. And one of them was MASH and the other yep. one was Night Court. And MASH preceded Night Court in the lineup. And you always knew that when you heard the Night Court song, the dinner was ready is the way it always seemed to work out.
Wow.
So I have a fond spot in my childhood memories for Night Court.
Ah, well, it's funny cause I've been watching a lot of Night Court reruns lately.
Have you?
Cause there's nothing else on TV. Yeah. Nothing actually there was one on today. There's one on today with a, I don't know what it was. All I remember, I was in the other room and all I heard was, it's cause you're a homo. You're a homo. Just admit it. You're a homo.
Wow.
And it was some guy yelling at Dan. He's like, look at how well you're dressed. Look at your haircut. You're a homo. Like, wow. The sensitive 80s.
I mean, it definitely was a different time for television.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
But yeah, it was. It's there. Like growing up, seeing all those, and so you'd have reruns during the day, and then they would play new ones on. I guess it was on NBC, right?
Sure.
So wherever it was, they were still making them, and so you would see like older ones right before dinner, and then at night you could watch like the new ones and.
Yes.
There was just something about that show. Maybe it because it was so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it was made for like kids. Like even though it had adult subjects,
yes.
It really played towards a younger audience.
Yes.
It's where Brent Spiner got his break from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yep.
He played the Bob. I can't think of the character's name.
The homeless guy?
No, it was him and his wife and his kids, and they were from the South, and they were always getting pulled into the court for like whatever stupid reason it was that week.
Okay.
But he did several of them, right? And it was right before he got Star Trek The Next Generation.
Ah.
So now I have to look it up because it's going to...
His character's name was Bob Wheeler. He was a Yugoslavian hillbilly.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good times.
Mm.
Then 7 episodes.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and then they also reunited on 30 Rock.
Who did?
The cast of Night Court.
Did they really?
Yes, because they never got the opportunity to say goodbye.
Yeah, it just kind of ended.
They were surrounded by security guards and escorted off the lot, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They even built the set exactly the way it was. And John Larroquette was there, and Marky Post, and Harry, and all that stuff.
Is 30 Rock on any of the streaming services?
I do not know.
Because I'd like to see that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you could use the Googler.
The Googler?
The Googler. It's my new Batman character, the Googler. I have big G's all over my tights. So there was also some other kind of bumming news this week.
What's that?
I don't know if you were ever a big fan of a little band called Huey Lewis and the News. I guess not.
I wouldn't say I was a fan.
Yeah?
I've heard their music, but by the time I really came of age into listening to my own stuff, it was all like hard rock and heavy metal, which Huey Lewis and the News was not.
Was not, no. Huey Lewis and the News have had to cancel all of their upcoming concert dates because Huey Lewis has a disease which affects his hearing.
Oh, geez.
And his doctor told him that it would be better if he didn't perform until this thing got cured. It's called Meniere's disease.
Meniere's disease?
Meniere's disease.
So is it something that's reversible?
It sounds to be something that can be treated.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so that's kind of a bummer. But you wouldn't care.
Well, okay, my big connection of Huey Lewis is Back to the Future.
Uh-huh.
So,
you know. I'm sorry, kids, you're just too loud.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I much preferred Marty McFly's version of that song than the actual Huey Lewis song.
Oh, all right. Whatever. Whatever. Be that way.
That's just if you're going to place it, that's how you're that's, you know.
Yep. All right, fine. That's fine.
Whatever.
So there's been a lot of TV that we haven't talked about lately.
Yeah.
How's that for a segue, huh?
Yeah.
How's that for a segue?
Where do you want to start?
I want to start with a Scooby snack.
With a Scooby snack? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, Supernatural did a Scooby-Doo crossover.
Right.
And it was one of the most amazing, satisfying pieces of television I've seen in a long time.
So, and it was completely animated, right?
No. They get sucked into a cursed TV.
Okay.
Where the Scooby Gang is.
Okay.
And it's got Dean being a douche trying to hit on Daphne and oh my God, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was so well done. But the big thing was that in this version of Scooby Doo, they could actually die.
Really?
So like when they kill the ghost, they kill the ghost, you know?
Okay.
Old Man Connors or whatever from the farm. You have to check it out. It was very well done. It was very funny. It was very good.
So
all I'm going to say.
So do they do all the Scooby-Doo tropes?
Oh, yeah. They do losing the glasses.
Okay.
All that stuff.
Do they say, I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Nice.
Oh, every trope is in there. It's awesome. It really is.
Well, it's nice to see that they can still be original, have original ideas after, what is it, 13 seasons?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes. Very well done. That's all I'm going to say. You got to check it out.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Next. Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking at my list here. I'm trying to decide which way we should go.
Are you not going to start at the top?
No.
Are you going to keep track? You like make little pencil marks?
I make check marks.
Are you really?
After everything that we talk about, yeah.
Wow.
So I know what we talked about and what we didn't.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
Let's go to Gotham.
Okay.
Because I have really enjoyed the last several episodes.
I know, right? It's been amazing.
It's actually turned into a decent TV show.
Yep.
So in this past week, they've been trying to hunt down Jerome, who was proto Joker.
As soon as the big reveal, was it last week? I was like, oh, so Jerome's not the Joker, but.
So it turns out Jerome has a twin brother.
Yes.
Just one grew up in a circus and the other one grew up, I guess they took him away because he didn't get along with somebody.
Yeah,
I was a little shaky on the reasoning, but for somebody who is of a young age, apparently he knew Bruce Wayne's father.
Yes,
because he designed one of like the Wayne Tower things.
Yes,
which I wasn't quite following, other than like that's going to come into play at some time in the future, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in this last episode, Jerome takes a bunch of people hostage, puts them on a stage, and wants Gordon to deliver not only his brother, but Bruce Wayne, because Bruce Wayne fucked up his plan earlier, like last season or whatever.
Right.
And there's this great part where James Gordon comes pulling up in a car and gets out, and they're playing the Batman theme.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally up on stage going, and I was like, that is an amazing call out without it being a call out.
Yep.
Jerome just blows people's heads off
in this episode. Hilarious.
Like
hilarious.
Like the last couple of weeks has been like over the top violence.
Mm-hmm.
That has just worked really well in the context of the show.
Yep.
And I think a part of it is that they're not focusing on the crappy lesser villains.
Yes.
Like.
Well, I don't know. Firefly's in it.
Well, yeah, but at least Firefly does something.
Yeah.
But like they're only shoehorning in Penguin now, just because he's been on the show since the beginning.
Right.
And they have to find something for that actor to do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the stuff with the Scarecrow and Mr. Freeze going to Wayne Tech or wherever that was to make the gas that ends up making Jerome's brother into, I guess, the real Joker.
Right.
Is that the way that's going to play out now?
You saw the end of the episode, didn't you?
Yeah, but I mean, they keep saying that like nobody that we see is actually the actual Rogues Gallery. Like that was all that bullshit in the beginning. I don't know how that works now, but I thought within the last couple of episodes, they've really kind of hit their stride, and I feel like maybe they finally like cracked the code on doing a Batman show.
I think so. The only thing I don't like is Barbara Keane.
Yeah.
I, She's got no business being there. She's got no business being the heir to Ra's al Ghul.
Well, but
and now she's got magical powers.
But she's
that
in
apparently
the painting.
Open a door. Whatever.
She's in a paint. There's a painting of a blonde woman, John. That could be her.
No. No.
Maybe that's why she's Iron Fist now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the only story arc I don't like. Just let it go. Just, you know, forget about it. You know, next season, there's Jim Gordon. He wakes up. He hears the shower running. Gets up to see who it is, and it's Barbara Keene, his wife.
And he's got to...
And she's pregnant.
Yeah, and he's got to go because there's been a murder in an alley.
Yes.
And they just pick up from the death of the Waynes. Everything up until then has been an hallucination.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think that the actors that they got to play Jerome, and there's a charisma that he identifies with the Joker that makes him fun to watch.
Well, his Joker was very Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
More so than Heath Ledger, I thought.
Yeah. It's more about the show and not about the message, which
yes,
it's more about being entertaining and while still being violent. And you know, they've given him his own look for the show of like they did the thing like in the comics where he cuts his face off.
Yep.
And then they reattach it. And so he looks like things that you've seen before, but they never actually called him Joker.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. But I guess the mystery of the Joker's past has now been revealed that he was an architect, which I don't think was on anybody's like pool of like what could the Joker have been before he went mad.
Right.
And he didn't actually go mad. He was poisoned by his twin brother.
Yes.
Okay. So now, does DC follow that through, and the standalone Joker movie is this weird, like, thing about this guy who goes mad and he's got a twin brother?
I would say probably not.
Yeah.
Because so far the TV has been, a separate universe.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows? You know?
But I thought like, well, with you'd have to watch some of the early ones. But I think if you skipped over a couple of the seasons and landed in this season, you'd be okay to just like watch the show the way it is.
I think so. I think you could really start this season fresh and not really have a lot of questions.
Right.
You know, they've escaped from Arkham. Here's all the freaks. Go.
Right.
You don't really need to know the whole Sophia Falcone, the deaf kid, you know.
The pig boy.
All that
crap. The pig guy.
And the pig, Dr. Pig, yeah. Yes. I did love the episode 2 weeks ago where the Rogues Gallery was all having dinner.
Yes.
I loved that scene. It was so well done. And so awesome to see all of them there in costume, sitting and having dinner with the Penguin.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It's so well done.
There are true moments of brilliance in this show.
Yes.
And I'm hoping it's not like the last couple of times where they do a couple of really good episodes and then it's shit again.
They tank. Yes. Well, only time will tell.
I mean, I can hope.
You can.
So.
Go for it.
Before we get to the big one, did you watch this week's Arrow?
I did.
I felt like maybe
confused.
Well, I felt like this has been their best episode probably all season.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to feel like if the Flash and Arrow did episodes that doesn't have an arc, they're just standalone stories.
Yep.
I think they'd be a lot better. Because a couple of weeks ago when the Flash did the one with the bomb and it was just him trying to figure out how to save people.
Mm-hmm.
And this week it didn't really have that much to do with on Arrow with the main plot other than Oliver.
Well, he's hallucinating a lot.
Well, yeah, but he's fighting with himself. And he's realizing like he's fucked up because he's got all these people and it was never supposed to be this way. But you bring back season one Laurel, you bring back season one Oliver, you bring back Adrian Chase. There's a scene where he has a fight with Felicity, but it's not really Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that until later on. Like,
right.
The storytelling for this week was phenomenal. And it doesn't have to move the overall story forward. It just needs to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did that. And with the hallucinations and all that kind of stuff, I really felt like season one or season two, which was the best seasons. So, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I thought they were really on a roll. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Okay. I'm waiting for Flash to wrap up. I'm kind of getting to that point where I'm over it.
I'm
tired of the whole DeVoe storyline, and now he's some hot, now DeVoe is in the body of some hot Southern chick, and it's like, okay, where's this going?
Yeah. See, that's why I feel like if they're going to do arcs, they need to do like 8 episodes.
Sure.
Tell the story over 8 episodes and move on to something else.
Yes.
You could do a couple of arcs a year. You could do a bunch of like standalone stuff. And
yep.
You don't have to worry about filler episodes because those just become standalone stuff and you get through it. But like, they have to tell you what's happened in the beginning of the season because they start referring back to this shit now that we're at the end.
Right.
And you're like, I don't remember any of this. Like that was 22 weeks ago or whatever
right.
it is. Like,
right.
What the fuck?
Like you've taken too long to tell your story and get to the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I can say is I was happy that I didn't see Gorilla Grodd carrying Barack Obama through the streets of whatever.
Yeah. But that's why they have Legends of Tomorrow.
To put the real shitty storylines on?
Well, that's right.
Okay.
And they're bringing Constantine back as a series regular next year.
Yeah, poor guy.
Hey, good
Why
news.
Why are they redoing it?
We're reviving your character. The bad news is it's on Legends of Tomorrow.
How did they break that to Wally West? Oh, by the way, we're going to take you off of this show that's still doing well.
I think it's like, so you have two choices. Either you're off of Flash and you have nothing to do, or we take you off of Flash and we put you on a shittier show. Do you still want a paycheck? What do you want to do?
Yeah, wait. Well, that too. And now Vibe is going to become a new bounty hunter so he can be with Gypsy or...
So my thought on that is that
And did Danny Trejo really need the paycheck that bad?
Probably.
Because that was a horrible episode for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he thought he was breaking into comedy or something, but they did not serve him well.
That was a Kevin Smith directed episode.
Well, of course. And Silent Bob and yes. Jay were in the opening sequence.
Yep. So
yeah.
My thoughts with Vibe is that they want to pare down how many people are running around Star Labs.
Well, you could have gotten rid of Caitlin.
Well,
you had an easy out there.
But I think they want to just bring it down to a couple of people. Now that we don't know what's going on with Harry Wells anymore, where all of a sudden he's like hanging out with Gideon in the giant space room thing.
Yeah.
with his weird helmet. Like, so is he turning evil? Is he actually Eobard Thawne from a different Earth?
Right.
Like, what the fuck is going on? I just feel like maybe they want to tell some stories either coming up or like early next season where they're not going to include everybody. And this is their way of writing out characters without having to explain where they are.
Yeah, I guess. But isn't Ramon kind of important to Star Labs?
Well, yeah, he's the guy who builds everything.
Especially if Harry goes rogue.
Well, maybe that's how they bring him back.
Oh.
Maybe that's why they bring him back. Maybe they figure out that Harry's gone nuts and he has to be stopped. And the only way to do it is to bring back Vibe. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
I'm spitballing here because that's the only reason I could figure out why you say to somebody, hey, you should go do this. Because it's got to pay off somehow.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting rid of Willa Holland on Arrow.
Yeah, well, that was her choice.
But Roy Harper is a series regular next season.
That's weird.
So how are they going to do that? Like,
hopefully he goes to the fat farm in between.
So it wasn't just me. Like he looked like he'd gained some weight, didn't he?
Yeah. He looked a little stocky.
And on a side note, I know you don't have streaming on Netflix, but if you have the chance, I would suggest watching Lost in Space.
I've heard it's really good.
I've only watched a couple of episodes, but
yeah,
you can tell that a shitload of money was spent on this thing.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
like the production value is through the roof. They've kind of stepped up their game recently, like Altered Carbon, which was a limited series that they did, had kind of upped it. And then this went even farther up. It's just extremely well done and it's engaging. Like it's not the 60s version of Lost in Space. It's uh-huh. not the shitty ass movie that they put out. What it was like 20 years ago or whatever it was
with Joey from Friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I don't think I'm giving anything away because it's in the trailer, but like, Dr. Smith is now a woman.
Ooh,
it's Parker Posey.
Oh really?
Which is a weird thing for her to be in, but whatever.
Is she a sniveling coward?
Well, there's an interesting backstory to her.
Okay.
That I don't want to like ruin in case you watch.
No, that's
it.
Fine. Nope,
and
that's fine.
Like it, the robot is not like the robot that was on the ship. He's like an alien that they found. And he's like helping them.
And this kind of sounds more like the ship has crashed on this planet. Yes. And then they encounter all of these beings.
Yes.
Yeah. As opposed to flying around the universe and, you know, finding the giant carrot guy.
Well, and from what I understand, like, and what I've seen so far, there's definitely room to do something like that, like next season.
Uh huh.
But I think this one, and I've only watched a couple of them, is all about this one particular incident where they crash on this planet.
Okay.
And
maybe that's a better story.
I think so. And it's interesting because it's not, remember in the 60s version where it was like one big happy family and like nobody mm-hmm. could do any wrong. There's right. internal strife within the family.
Ooh.
And
is Gleek there?
No.
Oh.
But they're telling, there's some flashbacks that happen in the first couple of episodes that show you where they were before the mission and where they are now as a family.
Okay.
And they keep just expanding on that story until I'm guessing that the end, like you're going to get this complete picture of why they act the way they do towards each other.
Okay.
So it's really, really good. Cool. Like I was a little hesitant at first because the 60s TV show is really cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
The 90s movie was terrible.
Yep.
So I was like, well, I don't know. It's Lost in Space. Come on. But with a lot of the Netflix stuff, I said, well, I'll watch the first one.
And sure,
if
why
I
not?
Like the first one, fuck it. I'll keep going. And I, as soon as it was over, I was like, all right, this is something I got to keep watching. So I would suggest getting streaming just for that. Because there's a bunch of stuff on there I think that you would like.
Okay. I'm seriously beginning to think of how I should cut the cord.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm just fed up. I have Comcast now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the DVR is a piece of shit. I mean, I'll record things to watch later, and, you know, 10 minutes of an episode is all pixelated and shitty.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I mean, I can suggest to you what we did where all we have is the internet through our provider.
Right.
And then...
And how much is your internet?
$40.
Really?
Yeah.
So $20 on top of that for Netflix.
Well, it's...
Yes? No?
It's $10 for Netflix. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. It's $7 for Hulu. Which you can really do like without, if you're going to do something like PlayStation View, which is the big service that we have, has live TV. It has a built-in DVR. It gets most of the channels, and that's $40 a month.
Okay.
I mean, when all is said and done, we're still saving like $100 a month with what we were paying for cable before.
Okay.
And you have to buy like a Roku or a Fire Stick or something.
Sure.
But that's a one-time payment that you're not constantly
having. And they're always on sale.
And there's certain services like Sling that if you prepay for 3 months of Sling, then we'll send you one for free.
Oh, okay.
Like there's all kinds of shit like that. And so like for PlayStation View, I say, hey, I want you, one of my favorite shows is Impractical Joker. So it downloads to the DVR anytime it's on.
Okay.
So I can go through them and be like, okay, I want to watch this one. And it'll say, do you want it on demand or do you want it through the DVR? On demand is a cleaner picture, but you can't fast forward. The DVR you can fast forward through. So you make your choice.
Right.
It works really well. I know a bunch of people who I work with that have cut the cord that way. And
okay.
It all depends on what channels you're willing to have and what you're willing to do away with.
Mm-hmm.
So
what don't you have?
I mean, there's nothing that I want to watch that I can't.
Okay.
Through this. But like Netflix is obviously for the movies and the TV shows that they have.
Right.
Hulu was for, we were almost using it like a DVR because a lot of the, networking programs are on there.
Okay.
So NBC, ABC, CBS, but, that kind of stuff we were using for like Hulu. But since we've gotten PlayStation and you have all the local stuff, well, it's not, you have NBC, ABC, CBS. And I think
through PlayStation
kind of, well, no, you can get it through Roku.
Oh, okay.
Roku, Fire Stick. And there's a couple of, I think Apple TV, they all have apps for the PlayStation View service. So you do it through that, and then you just tell it what your favorite ones are, and it's got all the channels, and there's different tiers depending on which channels you want.
Okay.
And then you just pick which one you want to live with and say, okay, I can do without Bravo and all the sports crap and all this. And that's one tier. Or if you want to add those, that's another tier. If you want to add like HBO and stuff like that, that's another tier. But like a lot of stuff, especially like Sling and I think Hulu does it. And PlayStation might do it too, but like they all do like the HBO Now add-on thing where it's $15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just, I think you can just add it and drop it whenever you want.
Okay.
So it really does save you a lot of money.
Cool. Well, I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. Become the cord cutter, John.
I'm getting there. Getting there.
You watch a lot of TV though, so.
I do. So that's why I'd have to go through all of these and figure out what's going to be the best fit for me.
Yeah. And then you're going to have get the streaming, the Disney streaming service so that you can.
Well, I get that already for free.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes.
When the big one comes out, will you be getting that one as well?
The big one?
Well, the main, like when they launch the Marvel.
Oh, the new channel. No, they'll probably charge us extra.
Okay. So you'll have to put money aside for that.
Yes. Because where else am I going to see reruns of High School Musical and Camp Rock?
Well, I'm thinking more of like the live action Star Wars TV show that they're going to do.
Oh, yeah. See, just when you think you're out, they pull you back in.
But it's only going to be on the streaming service.
Right.
So you're going to have to get that anyway, regardless of whether or not you cut the cord. So.
Yeah.
And all of them now have like the bigger channels like AMC and AMC pretty much diversified and said it can be on any of the streaming platforms. We don't care. So they all have the bigger channels.
Okay.
So. That sci-fi, but look at those tiers and kind of figure out what you can live with. Sling has two tiers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing with Sling is that like, for instance, like my kid wants to watch all the Disney stuff. And I wanted the sci-fi channel, but they're on two separate tiers.
Right.
And I couldn't add them together.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I can't have them both. And they were like, no, you have to pick one or the other. And I was like, all right, then I picked none.
Well, couldn't you have both tiers?
No.
Oh, really?
No, it's one tier or the other.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
Yeah. And they call themselves a la carte television, and that's not true.
Liars.
So, but the channel packages or whatever you want to call it, the tiers on PlayStation seem a little bit more well-rounded.
Okay.
So that they're trying to figure out what people are wanting, and that's like the basic one. And then if you want to add so many different channels, you can add that second one. And.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some research.
This has been Cutting the Cord with Dan Smith.
Yes. Thank you. Tune in again next week.
Yes, exactly. Actually, Sling has a third tier now.
Ah, secret menu.
Oh, now if I want to pay $40 a month for them, I can have both.
Oh.
You know what? Bastards.
See?
Fuckers. Anyway. So, anyway, look at that stuff.
Okay. Fantastic. So, hey, how about that grand finale last night, huh? What'd you think about that?
So, season 8? Was it season 8?
Yeah,
of The Walking
sure.
Dead. Ended
yes.
Very lacklusterly.
Yeah, some world war, huh?
So there was only about 5 minutes of action in the 52-minute runtime.
It was very disappointing. I mean, it wrapped quite a few things up. But yeah. I was like, that was it? That was the big epic battle? That's it?
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
So having knowledge of what happens in the comic book.
Uh-huh.
It was really disappointing to see that they left a whole bunch of that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So in the comic book, when Negan and Rick are fighting, somebody shoots Rick through the side with an arrow. And okay. I think it was Dwight trying to hit Negan. But in the TV show, they just have Negan hit him with his bat and kick him a bunch to get him the bleed, I guess.
Yeah.
And during the fight, Negan breaks Rick's leg in the comic books.
Oh.
Rick, rolling around on the ground, picks up a piece of glass, cuts his throat. Not quite deep enough, decides he can't kill him for whatever reason. And then it's a flash forward 3 years to the visions that Carl had
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of the season of old man Rick walking with the cane. That's where the next after the war picks up in the comic books. So apparently they're not doing any of that. Apparently now they're making Maggie a bad guy?
Yeah, along that's kind of what it's with Daryl and Jesus. Yeah.
Which I wasn't quite understanding. I was like, all right, sure. Whatever. But I don't understand where they're heading.
So that scene was 3 years in the future after the battle?
No.
The comic book was.
Comic book does that.
I caught up. I'm back.
So they're not doing that in the TV show.
Right.
Apparently.
Well, yes.
Because the battle with the Whisperers comes three years later and Rick has to get back into like fighting shape.
Sure.
So I guess they're not going to do that.
Okay. Well, they also show that huge horde of walkers.
Right. So who knows what that's going to be.
And I just want to know, you know, which motel Jadis was staying at. Because she had a pretty nice sea container there.
Well, I kept wondering. So did you watch Fear the Walking Dead?
I did.
Okay. So I kind of feel like the producers of The Walking Dead said, everybody wants a big crossover with the two shows. We're going to give them Rick. We're going to give them Jesus. And we're going to give them, what's her name?
Carol.
But it's in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yep.
And they all go to Morgan to try to get him to come back where he's like, right. fuck this noise. I'm out.
Right.
And then he runs down the road, but I kept thinking to myself, did Jadis tell him where the nice container was?
Or is no, he apparently sleeping not. Out
in the yard? Cause I'd be all about like opening every single one of those to see what's in them.
Oh, sure.
Just being like, okay. Oh, this is the nice one. Look at this.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're not rid of Jadis. There was no, there was.
You mean Anne?
Anne. There was no further explanation about the helicopter.
Right.
There was no. They cut Dwight loose, but Dwight's still in the comic book, so I don't think he's done.
Yeah, but Dwight was told to never show his face again, so I don't know. Maybe Dwight ends up on Fear the Walking Dead too.
Well, one of the interesting what they thought was an Easter egg last night was the letter that he gets from his wife.
Yes.
That it said honeymoon and infinity. Then infinity sign.
Yes.
The infinity sign is something that the leader of the Whisperers wears on her belt.
Oh.
So they were like, well, maybe the wife is with the Whisperers? And maybe he becomes part of the Whisperers? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But I honestly thought Fear the Walking Dead was better than the
I did too. Except I kind of wish it had played backwards, where at the end they encounter the other cast of Walking Dead, of Fear the Walking Dead, and they kind of get attacked. I would have liked them to seen it starting with that, and then Morgan kills them all, and then we can start with a brand new series. Because I'm not looking forward to going back to the old Fear the Walking Dead characters.
No, and that was the thing. Like, I kept thinking, this is a really good episode, and then it hit me. There hasn't been any of the other characters in it.
Nope.
That's why this felt like it was so good. And somebody else pointed out today that online that the bad guy that they had the big fight with in the trailer park.
Yep.
Had a bunch of people that had, I guess, like flags with numbers on them.
Yes.
And that the our characters from Fear of the Walking Dead had a similar flag.
Oh, they did?
So like they were working for him.
Okay.
But it's also supposedly like 3 years in the future from the last time you saw them.
What?
Well,
it's only 3 years?
It's a time jump from the last time you saw
them. Well, no, I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like 3 years.
Huh.
Because it's something like that in Walking Dead, too.
Yeah. I thought that it was a really well done episode. If they keep going in that direction, then I will keep watching it.
Okay.
But if we go back to the old series, then forget it.
Well, you know they're going to.
Well, they've got to get rid of those characters somehow.
I think one of the most disappointing things about Walking Dead was that nobody died.
What do you mean, in the episode?
Well, nobody of any consequence died.
No, and I really thought Father Gilliam was going to get it. Father Gabriel.
Yeah. But no, he has to be saved, John.
Why?
I don't know. Because there's some weird religious undertone to the show now.
I don't know.
I mean, I thought the shot where they all fire the guns and they all blow up was kind of cool, but one good shot doesn't make a good episode.
Yeah, it was a very anticlimactic climax.
Yes,
it's like, oh, that was the big battle. Okay.
Yeah, it literally lasted like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was over. But it's okay, I guess.
Sure. We'll see what happens. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see where we end up when the show comes back in September? July?
No, it's... When is it? October. It's always around Halloween.
And isn't that about when we're getting Game of Thrones? Or is that next year?
That's next year.
Oh.
That's next spring.
Who's going to watch that again?
We are.
That's going to be a tough one, are we?
Yeah. You know you want to.
I don't know. It depends.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, you'll love it.
We'll see.
You'll fall right back into it.
They better. Am I going to have to do homework?
Yes.
Why?
There'll be some show that they air right before it that's like catches you all up and shows you the big thing with the dragons and the major battles from the last season so that you have it fresh in your memory for when it starts.
Yeah, I suppose it will. Well, they'll of course be a marathon. We can watch all 8 seasons. How many seasons?
Oh, there's only 5 or 6.
Oh, that's
there's
it.
6.
Oh,
this is season.
It feels
7.
Like 8. Just feels like 8.
Well, you know.
Yeah. We shall see. We shall see.
All right. So I've watched more Roseanne.
Yeah.
I just feel like the time for the show is over.
Really?
Yeah.
It needs more Jackie.
I just feel like that type of show isn't what's
belongs
on TV.
In the past.
Yeah, it's.
So you'd rather watch Blackish than Roseanne?
Well, I don't watch Blackish either.
I think they should do a Blackish Roseanne crossover.
It'd probably make Roseanne better.
Like like when they did Roseanne and Gilligan's Island.
I remember that.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. No, I just think that it's been too long for a show like that. And maybe I just don't watch enough sitcoms anymore.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like that's like the humor plays anymore.
I still think it's funny. I thought the whole exchange with the granddaughter who was just being a total little bitch was great. I'm interested to see how Johnny Galecki plays into this next week or this week.
Oh, is he coming in for this one?
Yes.
Okay.
The other guy who played David's been dead for like almost 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah. He was on, Angel.
That yes.
First season. And he died of a drug overdose.
I believe that was it.
Yeah.
I think they've got too many characters to try to catch up with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, DJ apparently has a black wife.
Yeah.
And they've kind of completed Becky's little story arc.
Mm-hmm.
You
think that's what they're doing? You think they're giving each kid like their own arc?
I think they're just trying to wrap things. Well, yeah, because there's the whole thing about Darlene and her bitchy daughter. And I love the whole exchange when they're talking about the grandson who likes dressing up very colorfully.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's nothing wrong with being gay. My daughter's gay. And she's like, I am not. It's okay. We accept you, Darlene. I'm not gay. It was just funny. But I just think there's too many characters. Because what's going to happen? Suddenly Clooney's going to do an episode where he appears as Booker?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And the mother is still alive. Roseanne's mother is still alive. Grandma Mary's dead.
Right.
And then when does Sandra Bernhardt and Morgan Fairchild show up with Martin Mull? It's like, okay, yes, we get it. You had a huge cast. You need to pare it down for however many episodes they've got. What is it, 8, 9, something like that?
Is that all they're doing? Are they?
Yeah, but they've been renewed for 3 seasons now.
Oh, God.
Maybe these micro seasons are the way to go. 2 months worth of episodes. That's it. What's next? Murphy Brown, Coach. I'm serious.
Well, I know that they were doing Coach.
And they're doing Murphy Brown.
Are they really doing Murphy Brown?
Yes.
Oh,
without
Jesus.
Jim Dial, because he's too old to do it.
How long until they bring back Seinfeld?
Oh, you know what else they're bringing back? What? Mad About You.
No.
Yes. Yes, there was something this past week about Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser ready to do it.
Because Helen Hunt needs the money.
Well, yeah. I want to see my two dads again. That's what they should do. They'll do half a season of Mad About You, half a season of My Two Dads.
How about
And then they can bring back Alan Thicke for Growing Pains. where his son becomes an asshole televangelist.
Isn't Alan Thicke dead?
Alan Thicke? No.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty sure he is.
So it's a TV show about an asshole televangelist.
So according to Deadline.com, looks like we're getting closer to a Mad About You revival. Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser have closed their deals with Sony Pictures TV to reprise their roles as a married New York couple, Paul and Jamie Buckman.
Yes! I can't wait. I love that show.
Why can't we just create new things?
Because there is nothing new, Chris. Do you not understand that? There is nothing new. It's all a trope. It's all the same. It's the, hey, it's the divorced couple who are making it work for the kids but trying to date and move on.
But they're...
Or it's, hey, dad quit his job and he's trying to be a web star. Or, hey, it's the gay best friend and his unmarried female friend. And that's all it is.
But
it's the family who's lost somewhere, perhaps in space. It's a ship called, I don't know, the Enterprise.
Well, look, I don't think that they should be doing...
New. It's the story of Superman's grandfather. That's what we want to see right now.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It's... But if you... There are gems within the pile of shit.
There always are.
When you look at things like...
But is it worth digging through all that shit for a little chip of broken glass?
Like The Good Place and other things that are not conventional but are entertaining. There's no reason to redo Will and Grace. There's no reason to redo fucking Mad About You.
But Will and Grace has done it well. What Will and Grace did is they brought back all of those characters you wanted to see, gave them a really quick update and a send-off, and then moved on.
Okay.
They didn't bring them all home to try to recapture it.
Right.
So that's the big difference with Will and Grace. And everybody sees the success of Will and Grace and says, oh, we should do that. You know what? We're going to bring back Mayberry, RFD, because Arlene Galanka needs some work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're going to bring back the Carol Burnett show, because at 107, she's still funny. Because somewhere there's an audience. There's an audience for people who want to sit and watch puppies on Super Bowl day.
There's an
audience for people who want to sit in front of their fucking TV and pretend it's a fireplace. There's an audience for people who want to watch It's a Wonderful Life or Home Alone or A Christmas Story 30 times in a row. I'm just saying.
So what you're saying is it's the audience and not so much the...
Because once that audience dies, it suddenly becomes, oh, look, we've got this idea about a funny, hairy alien who likes to eat cats. I've never seen that before.
I must watch it. I might watch an Elf reboot.
Would you really?
Why not?
I was never an Elf fan. I like Mrs. Ochmanek. That was about it.
So,
I don't need a Seinfeld reboot.
Why not?
I just don't.
Actually, they already did that. They did an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. It's funny how the only one who can stay on TV is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Well, I mean, Seinfeld has his thing with comedians in cars getting coffee.
Whatever that sure, is. That's great. What's that, 15 minutes?
Yeah, but I mean, he's making a fortune off of it, so why not?
Whatever.
I don't know. I just don't think...
Is it time for a King of Queens reunion? Oh, wait. Oh. Too soon. Too soon. You know, there's going to be an episode where you go to Vanessa's house and there's her father, played by Jerry Stiller.
Isn't he dead, too?
I don't... Is he? Well, they'll put Ben Stiller in old man makeup.
Yeah, there you go.
Although seeing him on Saturday Night Live this weekend, he's looking pretty rough.
Okay, so when I type in popular 90s TV shows, we have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's never going to get rebooted.
No.
Friends, never going to get rebooted.
No.
Seinfeld, never going to get rebooted. And then this is where it kind of gets interesting. The X-Files, been rebooted.
Already did.
Simpsons, yep. Still on the air. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, not going to get... Although I could see them doing a new version of it.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, Joss Whedon is in hot water.
Yeah.
Full House.
Already doing it.
Boy Meets World.
Already doing it.
Saved by the Bell. That I can see them bringing back in some.
Well, all of them could use the work.
Uh-huh. Frasier.
I would watch it.
Roseanne. Already doing it.
Yep.
Family Matters.
Ooh. No.
No?
No.
You don't think Urkel needs a job?
Did they do that?
Twin Peaks. They're already doing
it. Already did it. Yep.
Cheers.
No. Never happened.
Home Improvement.
It kind of happened on the Tim Allen.
Right.
Country Man, Outdoor Man, whatever the hell that show was called.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. They're doing a new one.
They're doing it again. Darker.
90210. They already redid.
Yeah.
The Cosby Show. That'll never happen.
Well, it will, but it'll be a reality show. And
Mad About You.
It won't have the same big dance number.
Right. Mad About You, they're now going to redo.
Yep.
In popular 90s TV shows, The Animaniacs, they're doing more of those. Yep. And then it gets to the late 80s. But
We should go back to the 70s.
You think so?
Or the 60s. Or the 50s. Let's have a Hazel reunion.
All right, so 1970s.
Good time.
The Jeffersons.
Yep.
MASH.
Sure, let's pick a different war. Takes place in Afghanistan.
Adam 12.
That's funny. Well, you've already got a bunch of cop procedurals on TV that are basically that.
All in the Family.
Yeah.
Which they've kind of done already.
Yeah.
They tried the black All in the Family.
They did.
Charlie's Angels.
Well, made it into movies.
Uh-huh. Happy Days.
No, could never do that again.
Good Times.
Nope.
Sanford and Son.
No.
Brady Bunch.
Eh.
Maude.
No.
Barney Miller. It's another cop.
A funny cop show? Yeah. Oh, that's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, I said funny. Never mind.
Welcome Back, Kotter. I could see them doing an updated Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
Three's Company.
Black guy. Three's Company wouldn't work.
Laverne and Shirley.
I don't know, but I've been watching a lot of those on reruns, too. Especially when they moved to California.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Mork and Mindy.
I could see that coming back.
The Love Boat. They could totally redo The Love Boat.
Oh, of course. It would be all those TV stars from the 90s on it.
Exactly. The Odd Couple they've already done.
Yep.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Probably not. Radio? What's that?
Rhoda.
No.
No. Taxi, but it's all about Uber drivers.
Well, you could. I mean, it could easily be serialized.
And the Partridge Family.
But this time it's about Nickelback.
So if we go back to the 60s, Marshall Dillon and Gunsmoke.
Oh, a bunch of cowboy shows.
Bonanza.
That's what we need. Now that Westworld is so hot.
Yeah. How about...
Oh, can you see a remake of Bonanza?
How about a remake of the Beverly Hillbillies?
Sure.
Hogan's Heroes. No, World War II is not funny anymore.
No.
An updated version of Bewitched.
Yes. I would watch that in a heartbeat. That and I Dream a Genie. Back to back.
Updated version of Green Acres.
I could see that. I could see a Wall Street guy who decides he's going to chuck it all and live off the grid.
An updated version of the Munsters.
Well, they've tried that.
Yeah.
And I really liked the pilot, but never got picked up.
An updated version of Get Smart, never minding the movies.
No, because no? Spies are so different now.
Okay.
I think in the 60s and the Cold War, it made sense. But I don't think today it would be the same. It might be much darker.
And
it would be 24.
Okay. And the last remake, how about an updated version about My Favorite Martian?
Isn't that Family Guy?
My Favorite Martian?
Yeah. Alien living with a suburban family.
Oh, you mean American Dad?
Oh, American Dad.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Whatever. Same show. Different fat guy. Same show.
Well, it's different.
It's the same.
Okay. All right. Well, so what we've decided tonight is that there are no original ideas.
Well, no, but we always say that. There's never a new original idea. For every Memento,
right?
There's 300 I Know What You Did Last Summers.
How about an update to Lost?
It's on the... Oh, we haven't talked about that yet.
Is it? Wait, what?
Yes. They've got a new show called Crossing.
Okay.
And it opened with all of these bodies in the water. And then they start washing up on this beach. And you come to find out that they're from 140 years in the future where there's been a huge war on U.S. soil. And they escaped.
Okay.
But they're not the first ones from the future who have come to our version of Earth.
Okay.
There are already other people from their future here who were setting things in motion for this war.
Interesting.
It's a very interesting concept, and so far I like it.
Okay.
We'll see where it goes, because if they pull the same bullshit they pulled with Lost, I'm not going to be suckered into it. I'm just going to cut it. I'm going to, you know, just cut my bait. Say, sorry, I tried. But so far, I like what they're doing with it.
Okay.
So we'll see where that goes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
All right.
I would watch a remount of Lost if it was the early days of
the whole organization,
the Dharma Initiative.
Okay.
If it answered questions. If it, like, who the fuck was Miss B and why was she there with the others? All I want to know. All I want to know. Oh, but it's not spiritual at all. They're not all in purgatory. Oh, wait. Yes, they are. Gotcha.
I really feel like the producers of that show got so sick of fielding that question. They went, you know what? Fuck them.
We're going to do it.
We're going to do it anyway. Let's just see what they do. It's the last season.
What would have made it better is if they had Jesus coming out of the light to hug them. There. How's that, assholes? But they didn't.
No.
So there you have it.
All right. All right. You got anything else for this week?
I think that's enough.
Okay.
Might be two episodes.
Nah, it's one.
No. Eh, all right.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I was at the bank today, and this old lady asked me to help her check her balance.
Yeah.
So I pushed her over.